Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Thursday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. And during the commercial breaks, Fancy Brian, occasionally I check my emails, look for breaking headlines, you know, try to be prepared for the next hour. And I've got a headline from the campaign of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And, you know, here I thought Republicans didn't give a damn about working people or farmers. And then Brojo totally goes and redeems himself in this regard. Senate agrees to Johnson motion to protect Wisconsin farmers in a bipartisan vote. Everything about that sounds great, right? On Wednesday, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson offered a motion to instruct MTI and the USICA, I have no idea, to reject any proposals to prohibit the possession, acquirement, receipt, transportation, sale, or purchase of hemp, right? Legalized marijuana? No, of course not. No, he supports the mink farmers, you know, minks raised in captivity for fur production. Yeah, he's all down for the fur farmers. So we can apparently kill the minks and ship them off to China. Now, Ron, I suspect his wife might have a mink, you know, Ron being of some material means. But here is his quote, you know, looking out for the minks, or at least the mink farmers. This is truly one of the more inappropriate additions the House made to this bill to ban the farming of mink for production of fur. I have no idea why they would include it in here. It makes no sense to be included, said the senator. That means Rojo. Maybe they're not inhumane bastards. Maybe they don't see the value of killing mink to make rich people's coats. Or to, what, export the minks to other countries where, you know, the socially conscious don't really say as much. Let's say China. Here is what Rojo had to say, though, because, you know, he and I don't always see eye to eye. Actually, in Wisconsin, mink farming supports hundreds of jobs. Really? Hundreds? Statewide? Hundreds? Oh, he'll get into the specifics.
If you include the taxidermy.
Hundreds of jobs and produces exports to China. My motion is simply to instruct to reject any proposal that would ban mink farming. Well, that's sort of awkwardly spoken and written, sir, but whatever, it's Rojo. I want to thank Senators Romney, Daines, and Boozman for their support of this amendment. I urge my colleagues to support American farmers by voting in favor of this motion to instruct. He doesn't take instructions himself, clearly. A little bit more. It's almost at the point of completion. Wisconsin has the largest presence of mink farms in the country. Who knew? The 2021 Wisconsin mink farming crop. It's a crop? Like we're planting the mink pelts, hoping to grow more mink pelts? I mean, this is not exactly the same as seed corn, Senator. The Wisconsin mink farming crop was valued at $40 million and supports, and here it is, man. It's all about the 250 jobs. 250. Now, I would just contrast that. Wasn't it the Oshkosh Corporation that wanted to move like 1,000 jobs down to South Carolina? I mean, that was pretty recent. Well, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson being all about jobs and all. Well, he fought like hell for those workers, didn't he? Oh, no, he didn't. He just said Wisconsin has enough jobs. Well, I got to tell you, if these 250 mink farmers, no offense to them personally, but if the mink industry collapsed upon itself, I think the state of Wisconsin could probably assimilate 250 workers. What do you think, Fancy Brian?
I think so, especially given the fact that it's a fashion that went out of fashion, I don't know what, 100 years ago, 80 years ago? Oh, wait, we're coming back to the Roaring Twenties again. So it's a 100-year anniversary. We can all celebrate pretty much one of the largest divides in all of our history.
I would have thought Ron, more of a raccoon skin guy himself. Anyways, 250 full-time employees and 500 seasonal employees. You know, probably immigrant employees. I'm just pointing that out. You know, suddenly they're seasonable employees. Let's call them migrant employees. Yeah, you know, when it's time to harvest the mink crop, if you will. Anyways, the total Wisconsin mink pelt inventory is estimated at 1.5 million pelts. That's a lot of dead mink, with the valuation of $75 million. Support, along with Johnson, Senators Mike Lee, he's also an insurrectionist, Republican Steve Daines, less clear on him, John Boozman, all Republicans, they sent the letter, and, you know, they want to see more dead minks. Because, you know, 250 jobs statewide. But the 1,000 jobs, the manufacturing jobs, the ongoing jobs, no. Let them go to South Carolina. So anyways, wanted to update you what your senator, at least those of you listening in the great state of Wisconsin, what he's doing for you, or at least the mink farmers. If you don't count yourself amongst the mink farmers, that's because there's only like 250 of them statewide. Anyways, 844-967-2789. Wanted to talk about some other backyard politics here in the state of Wisconsin. You know, we got a big elective cycle coming down the pike, just starting to heat up. And I understand the current gubernator, Tony Evers, is keying up with the big ad spend, like $3.5 million. Seems like a lot of money to me. You know, I'm just a working stiff like you fancy. But Tony Evers, since he's using the donors' money anyways, right? It's not spending his salary, but Tony's spending a lot of money. And according to the reporting at Patrick Marley here at the Journal Sentinel, Tony Evers is casting himself as someone who works with Republicans. Tony's an aisle crosser, a consensus maker. And, you know, as far as I can tell, and the headline, I think, kind of speaks to this, Marley's headline, but he rarely talks to GOP leaders. Now, before I jump in, I would point out I did reach out through the Tony Evers for Governor campaign because, you know, he's in the political cycle now. He can also be contacted, you know, sort of two jobs, candidate and also Governor Evers. But candidate Evers has been invited back for the umpteenth time on this Fire Fair program. I'm not even going to call it a great program, although you know it's great. This Fair program. Tony, come join us. Tell us all about why you think you're the best guy to lead Wisconsin forward. Used to be our motto. I think it might still be. Well, anyways, here's the reporting of Patrick Marley. And this, you know, I always got to tread lightly because if I ever criticize the Democratic gubernator of the state of Wisconsin, everyone says, oh, you hate Tony. Well, you know what? Sometimes I'm going to be critical of him when strategically he's being a jacknut. Like perhaps this article will describe. Let me read. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is campaigning as if he works closely with Republicans who control the legislature, even though he rarely talks to legislative leaders or the host of the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's been years since I even got a high and a handshake out of Tony. But anyways, I'll leave my own personal politics out of it for a moment. The lack of communication between the first-term governor and GOP leaders has been well established, and each side has blamed the other for the situation. Overlooking their history, Evers launched a re-election ad Monday that said he worked with Republicans and Democrats to pass middle-class income tax relief. That's a lie. He did not. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you, Tony, why would you make such a claim? I mean, really, you do not have to lead your re-elective campaign in this case with a bold-faced lie. Tony, you didn't work with Republicans. You signed their budget, but they didn't communicate with you and you didn't communicate with them. You could have vetoed it. You could have tried to guide a better budget. Hell, I know he line-itemed the first Republican budget before eventually signing it. And the second Republican budget he also signed. And I think, you know, syntax-wise, he could just claim, hey, Wisconsin, you wanted a tax cut. And with my signature on the budget, I delivered a tax cut. And if I politifacted that, absolutely true. Tony Evers absolutely delivered that tax cut. And you'd still have Republicans out there bemoaning the fact, well, but that was our budget. It's not Tony's budget. Until the day he signs it, then it's all Tony Evers' budget. Right? And it's not time to relitigate how Tony could have, should have, would have dealt with the budget at the time. We know how he dealt with it. He signed it. It's his budget now. Here is what Evers is quoted from his new $3.5 million in television advertising. Folks, there's too much division in politics today. That's why I'm focused on bringing people together to get the results that matter. But that's not really true, Tony. And that's not even really the role we need you in as the governor of the state of Wisconsin. Did you hear what the president was saying yesterday, Tony? He was talking about the extreme Republicans. And it wasn't just because they're all excited about the rollback of Roe v. Wade. It was their economic policies, the kitchen table policies. You know, things like state budgets would affect. And you're leading with the lie, fella. You don't need to. There's no reason for them to take this tax strategically. Because you know what? It's disingenuous. And I don't even want Tony working with the Republicans. Not these frickin' Republicans, right? Sort of bygone era. You know, the Dale Schultz, Tim Cullen sort of friendship. I love that stuff. Those are two great former state senators in the state of Wisconsin. One a Dem, one a Republican. I love when Dems and Republicans could reach across the aisle and be friends and move things forward. But legislatively, that has not been the case here in the state of Wisconsin. And Tony Evers, as much as I fault Speaker Voss and the Republicans, they're obstructionist bastards. So why are you claiming you worked with them? Why would you even want credit for working with extremists, with negotiating with terrorists, Tony? You didn't do it. Why would you even claim it? And that's the lead to his new reelective ad campaign. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Your calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
I don't feel like my time here has been particularly successful.
Oh, it looks good on you, though.